Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Doyle Summerall. He's the Managing Director for the NTEA, the Association for the Work Truck Industry. Doyle, welcome to the show.
Hey, Carl. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Doyle, tell our listeners, what is the NTEA?
Carl, we're a trade association, mm-hmm. as you know, located in Michigan headquarters. We are all aspects of the industry that are trucks built in multiple stages, so the plow trucks and the delivery trucks that come to your house. We've got a little over 2,000 members, and we've been around since 64.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So what are some of the trends you're seeing in the work truck industry, Doyle, when it comes to sustainable transportation options?
You know, it's really interesting. I think we've seen electric as a real push by the last administration, and then this administration has kind of dropped off in that regard. But industry itself has continued. We learned a lot with hybrids, mm-hmm. and one of the really impressive things that came out of hybrids was workplace operation with the engine off. And a lot of people call that EPTO.
Okay.
But it really goes well beyond that today, from powering basically lights when a truck's sitting on the side of the road to operating the bucket of the crane electrically. It has a lot of following. It's got good traction in the industry. The traction drive, full electric trucks are a little more challenging. It takes a lot of power to move a big work truck around, and so we're not seeing that come on as strongly as perhaps maybe in cars, but some hybrids. The other thing in a recent study we've just done, we see a real interest in biodiesel. So diesel, as we know, is say 65 to 70% of the sales and might be 80% of the population out there. And by going to biodiesel, you have a green bent on that. It's a little better for the environment. And it's pretty smooth. I mean, you don't have to change a lot of things in your operation, and you get that range and power.
Sure. No, that's exciting stuff, Doyle. And I know there's, we read every day about some of the challenges that are facing the work truck industry's move to sustainable transportation. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
Sure. Trucks for industry are a tool. It's very different than your personal car. You buy a car, you buy it with personal preferences and maybe a little bit of lifestyle choice.
Mm-hmm.
For professional businesses, they're buying a tool. And so these are specifically tailored to their needs. And that becomes, whether we like it or not, an economic decision. It's part of their competitive edge in the industry. Certainly being sustainable has a market value as well. But with fuel being very inexpensive, it makes the payback on some of these technologies a little more challenging.
Sure. So I know you have one of the biggest and one of the best events that we attend. It's the Work Truck Show and Green Truck Summit coming up in Indianapolis this year. So tell our listeners a little bit about that event.
Well, great of you to ask about that, Carl. And you're right, we're in Indianapolis. It's going to be March 6th. We'll do the Green Truck Summit, which is an all-day event. Focuses on sustainability. We're very fortunate this year as the keynote. We have Terry Schaefer, who mm-hmm. is the strategic general manager for Daimler Trucks. This is a follow-up to their top engineering guy, Wilford, who spoke last year. They're going to talk a lot about where they're going and what they're thinking. And we'll follow on with the thing that we had last year, which was an effective and efficient path to zero emissions. And this year, there's going to be a lot of presentations, a lot of insights around what the industry and fleets are doing in this low-fuel environment to continue their sustainable march. We're seeing a lot of good things, a lot of electrification of systems, deployment of the fuels technologies, as we were just talking, and a number of other things. The Work Truck Show itself, we are blessed to have about 11,000 industry professionals attend, hundreds of trucks on the floor. Your organization is going to be doing a meeting there, and I think that's going to be very interesting. And, of course, we've got the IDEM folks from Indy we're going to talk a little bit about the VW funds that are coming out. So you and I could spend an hour talking
about
all we can do there.
Well, you know, I think the interesting part, though, Doyle, is I think, you know, this event is open to everyone, anyone that's interested in any trucks. If you have any questions, you know, who are some of your followers of this, Doyle? I mean, basically, it's anybody that wants to drive a work truck. You know, are you still doing the – you're going to still have the ride and drive event and, you know.
Absolutely. Ride and drive is going to be a lot of fun this year. Workhorse is going to demonstrate their horse fly, drone delivery technology three times a day on Wednesday and Thursday. We have six or seven OEMs doing new truck reveals. We get several thousand fleet managers there looking at this new equipment, talking about their experiences with fuels and equipment, and of course hundreds of trucks on the floor. The ride and drive as you know, gets you the opportunity to go out and actually get hands-on and drive one of these vehicles there on the Indy streets and learn about the technology from the professionals. So just an awful lot of really exciting things happening this year.
Sure. And it's definitely an international show held right here in Indianapolis. So how do listeners learn more about how to find out about the Work Truck Show and Green Truck Summit?
Well, if they go to worktruckshow.com, they'll find all of the schedules, everything about what's going on, who the key speakers are, and of course, they can connect with your organization and get a prepaid pass that will get them into the show at no charge and allow them to go to one of the concurrent educational sessions. So I think going to your Clean City site or to the Work Truck Show site, both will provide them with a lot of information.
And, you know, Doyle, we're really looking forward to this event. We love working with you and your organization and all the different members of the NTEA. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Doyle Summerall, Managing Director for the NTEA, the Association for the Work Truck Industry. And Green Fleet Radio airs three times every Wednesday on Lakeshore Public Radio. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you.